Georgia Democratic Congressman David Scott is pleased Shinseki is stepping down. Scott has been calling for his resignation since last year, after Inspector General reports linked three veteran deaths at the Atlanta VA to mismanagement in the center's mental health programs. Later, another death was discovered.
You got to hold a man at the top accountable when something like this happens. And his resignation is not the solution of the problem.
Scott recommends the president contract with private hospitals to aid with veterans care, restructure the entire department, and hold those who caused the problems accountable. Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson is a member of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. Previously, Isaacson said he wanted to wait until the release of an audit on alleged problems at a Phoenix VA hospital before deciding whether Shinseki should resign. But after the audit found inappropriate scheduling practices and long waits for care there, and as a result of earlier problems at the Atlanta VA and other VA hospitals, Isaacson says it's time for him to go.
The secretary did the right thing for the Veterans Administration and the right thing for himself. But his leaving doesn't solve the problem. It opens the opportunity for new hands and new eyes and new leadership to come to the VA and get to the business of solving the problem.
Isaacson says the department needs leadership that focuses on accountability. Meanwhile, Army veteran Carl Beck, who fought in World War II and the Korean War, had this response to Shinseki's resignation.
I'm a little disappointed that he's being torn up in the press list like he is, because I've long admired him as a fighter and as a leader.
And Beck says he's received first-class treatment at the Atlanta VA. However, Congressman Scott says he's heard problems still persist at the facility, but Senator Isaacson says things have improved. There's no word on whether the Atlanta VA is among more than 40 facilities that remain under investigation after an audit discovered widespread problems with scheduling practices system-wide. Michelle Worth, WEBE News.